right, you know what the deal is. 60-second sessions for your therapy Thursday. We got calls coming in already. 888-429-0941. Text and calls. Meredith, you are first up if you're ready.
Yes.
Because we have Madison on the phone out of Wikiwachi. Hey, Madison, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. You're on with Meredith, MD. What question do you have for her?
Okay, so my fiance and I have a kid together. We've been together for a few years now, and he told me if I didn't do anal with him, he would break up.
Okay, wait, hold up, wait, all right, we're not going to say that.
We'll say the back door.
But you did make Davi turn around. He was walking out of the room, and he turned around, and he heard that. All right, wait, so he said if you don't let him play in the back porch. Mm.
Yes.
That what?
Because he said I'm getting boring. You know, I'm a mom, that's my job, and I thought I was doing good, but apparently I'm not.
and so he's happy with everything else except he wants to do that move that you don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not down for that.
Okay, are you not down for it because it's something you've never experienced before, or is it something like that is an absolute no-go, that's a turn-off, you've never wanted to do that at all, and you don't plan on doing it?
I mean, kind of both.
Okay.
Right. Never done it before and kind of always been like...
I can relate to this. This has actually ended a relationship for me before, but it wasn't because I was in one for like 3 years with a kid. So you got to keep that in mind. I don't know if I would end a relationship, especially you guys are engaged. That's really rude for somebody to say to another partner, you're getting boring, especially after you had the kid. That's not cool, first of all.
Yeah.
For a man or a woman to say that to their partner, that's overstepped the line. Second of all, some women have said no in the beginning, and then maybe they open up to it, just the opportunity, just a little bit more.
Yeah, you open up to it.
It happens, and some women have liked it. Now, me, that's a no-go. It's never going to be a go. I shut that down immediately in any type of relationship I'm in because I want to know if that is your thing, it ain't happening with me. So if that's a no-go for you, you have to put your foot down and don't ever let up. Like, that's never going to happen for you. Seriously, that is your body. That is your temple. If that's something
What about his wants and needs?
He just brought that up, though.
I knew Davi was going to jump in on
just
this
saying,
one.
It sounded very one-sided.
The
last thing you want is a relationship that the guy or that any partner thinks that the sex is boring. That's how cheating starts. That's how all kinds of different things fester.
There's so many other things to do and explore.
But amazing. He just thinks I'm boring.
What? So you say the sex is amazing, but he thinks it's boring. So here's the deal. Meredith is absolutely right. Your body is your temple. You are in total control of it. But
right. What
you're saying is that you've never tried it or never experienced it. So maybe there is some education that you guys can do. Maybe if y'all sit down, watch some things together and learn how it happens. Not just porn, but there are some like different videos that are more instructional. Dr. Natasha is a sex therapist that does a video like where you can sit and actually learn about it. And maybe a pinky finger or something like that can start the game. You never know.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Just investigate. Investigate isn't a commitment. Investigate. Being willing to do a little bit of investigation can buy you a little time to either soften the blow or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But just a hard no, that's a hard thing because a guy thinks that you're not giving enough care. But just be willing to discuss.
Right. One last thing quickly. I'll just say this. I wouldn't sit down with him. I know Orlando just suggested that. I would say sit down by yourself and do some research to see if maybe you'd be open to trying something like that. If it's still a no-go, that's your final line. Do not
waver. All right, Meredith. Jesus, you're breaking up relationships.
No, I'm not. It's really important, though.
It's also important to not be in a loveless relationship and a boring sex.
Loveless.
Every man ain't trying to poke around in the backyard, but I'm just saying it's a part of some people's lives.
Yeah.
And she hasn't tried it yet. So you can't slam the door on something that you don't know.
I don't know and I don't want to know, and that's not happening.
That's closed minded.
But
it's boring.
Boring.
Would you guys want to do that?
Sure.
No, as a man. If she wanted to do that. No, then
that's not natural.
Yeah, that's not
natural. It's not natural for anybody. That is an exit.
Come on, Meredith.
That's my point. You guys don't
I think you're giving bad
it.
Advice. Orlando, let's see if you give better advice.
Let's see what we got.
727.
Wow.
It says, Dr. O, I am stuck in this homeschool virtual world, and football is my ticket to college. Now my upcoming senior year is in the air. What is the student, depending on athletics, supposed to do?
Ooh. All right. How about this? Okay, first of all, your play got you on their radar in your junior year. Senior year is supposed to bring it home. Everybody understands the whole COVID thing right now, so you're not by yourself. What I would do is probably approach the well-rounded side of it and say, okay, yeah, you know I'm an athletic prodigy, but now my community service is on point. Now, you know, my homeschooling and what I'm doing in my, you know, philanthropic efforts or what, you know, like where I'm doing extra credit stuff. Round out the picture for them. So when you do apply, they see that solid year where you were doing your junior year. They see a truncated kind of like interrupted season with the senior year. But while you were doing that, you were killing all your personal workouts, maybe send a video of what you're working on, you running the stairs, you doing the drills, you running the ladder drills and everything else, but also your community efforts and your family and everything else to round out the picture. Show them more of you. If they've only seen the football side, show them the other sides too, so they know they're getting a full-fledged man and not just a football player.
Mm.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully that works. All right. Let's grab one more before we take a quick break.
I have one for Davi. Just came in. My friends of 18 years have been separated for 4 months now. I'm still hoping that they figure things out and get back together soon. About 2 weeks ago, the husband said he wants us to be together, which I quickly shut down. They are both my longtime friends. If I keep this silent, I wouldn't be honest with his wife. If I say anything, she might blame me for the breakup. What should I do next?
Oh, man. First and foremost, do not pursue that. 18 years married, and now they've been broken up 4 months. I think when homie said you guys would look good together or whatever, that was a test. He wanted to see your reaction. He wanted to see if you were going to nod your head or shake your head. Absolutely, under no circumstances do you pursue that woman.
That's right.
I can't stress that enough. It's 4 months. They don't know what the hell is going on. There's a high likelihood that she will get back with her husband, and you being in the middle of that is just going to be a bad look, bad karma. Don't do it. Hit the brakes, emergency brake, do not proceed.
In the words of Teddy Pendergrass, close the door. 888-429-0941. We have Aaliyah who is on the line. Aaliyah has relationship advice from Meredith. What up, girl?
Hey.
Hey, you are on with Meredith MD. Go ahead.
All right. So, I've been with my fiance. He's not my fiance, but we were dating for 2 years, and I just found out that he cheated on me for those whole 2 years. We moved in together, and he wants us to stay together, but I have nothing with him. It's just a weird situation with how everything is. We do really good together. I'm 21 right now, and I just don't know what I should do because I have, like, a nice car, a nice salary job at my age, and I just don't know, like, what would be best for myself.
What's best for yourself is to get
Wait. Do you love him? Before Meredith jump in, do you love him?
I do.
Okay.
Of course
you
love
him. I want
you
to factor that in before you wreck the family. Go ahead.
You can be in love with somebody that treats you disrespectfully and bad and continuously cheated on you when you were together for 2 years. That doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve better. Listen, this is simple. It sounds like you have all your ducks in a row. You have a great job and a car and all that stuff. You need to get out of that relationship. You deserve better. You deserve more. Go get your new place and slowly move on with your life. Honestly, he's going to start texting and calling and missing you, and he's going to try to tell you whatever he can to kind of keep you wrapped up in that relationship. Sorry, I'm hearing some feedback. So.
Got you. All right, I just wanted a second opinion. Thanks.
All right, girl.
You deserve better. You're only 21. There's so much life left.
I mean, he made a mistake, and the mistake is terrible. That's absolutely terrible. That's a trust issue.
Since the clock is still ticking, can I add that if you let him back in after he's cheated on you throughout the whole relationship, he's going to keep cheating.
Right.
Right. There's nothing that's going to change there.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked, did you love him? Because knowing that you love him and still feel the same way means that he can't use that against you.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? All right, you'll be good, girl. Just do your thing, Aaliyah. All right, let's see here.
She's not going to take the advice. I could just tell. You can hear it in her tone.
She's not going to take it.
It'll go back and forth.
Because
if somebody cheated
on you for two straight years, they ain't know why you got to ask a question about
it. No, and then he proposed to try to make it better.
Right, I mean, but you don't have to ask anybody. So it's not like she's gonna move on that.
Yeah.
Orlando, this one came in. This one says, my parents are kind of prejudiced. Ever since 9/11, they don't really like Muslims at all. It's sad, but I know that there's no change in their mind. My boyfriend of the last 4 months is a Muslim American. He's not very devout and barely ever goes to the mosque. He said he doesn't mind hiding it or just never bringing it up around them, but I feel like I should tell them now to get it out in the air.
I admire you for wanting to educate your parents, but the whole old dog, new tricks thing is apropos here, because it's hard to get people to change their ways. It's just like, you know, like people say, you have never met more racist person than people who came up way back, and you can't change their mentality. Now, it's a possibility that they can change and have an epiphany, but they won't be changed against their will. Unless they want to. You can't make them change. But what you can do is treat your relationship with, you know, a lot of respect, and don't get caught up in the lies with it. You start lying about it and hiding stuff. Whenever they do get to meet the real him, it's going to be fake, and they're going to, like, have a guard up. So I would say keep it 100 with them and just be like, listen, this is something that is now a part of what we do, and they can see him in the light that you want them to see him in, as opposed to just painting him with a prejudice brush. They think Muslims are X, fill in the box, X, Y, Z. You can show them that he isn't by showing him the real, and letting them get to know him, and maybe he can win them over. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen with me, with people who had racial beliefs of stuff, and then they met me and was like, okay, or they met someone else and they kind of broke down those stereotypes and stuff. So you can do that. But don't be dishonest. Don't treat something that's pure and good like it's shady and bad.
Yeah, they're scared.
Basically.
I think it'll also strengthen your relationship when he sees that, like, no, we don't need to hide this. I want it out in the open because you're with me. I would feel a huge sense of confidence.
And being willing to do that means he's willing to do whatever to be with you, which is very dope. So, you know, that's a good look. All right, we got one. We got through them. You got another one?
I do. I have one from Meredith.
Go ahead.
Meredith, this one came out the 727. It says, my husband and I have been together 13 years, and we've been married 8. We have a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old stepchildren. We also have a 2-year-old that's together. We just opened a business that I run, and he still has a full-time job. We both feel very neglected and unappreciated. I guess we're still figuring out how to juggle it all. Today's fight was so heated, the word divorce was thrown out. I don't want a divorce, but I do not want to feel like a piece of meat and a maid, and he wants more from me. I just don't know how I could go above and beyond and feel this unappreciated.
Y'all got so much going on your plate right now. It's hard to separate everything. And then when you come home, you're just exhausted taking care of the kids, and you probably don't even want to talk to each other. I would say start separating the issues. If it's the kids, let's talk about this. But if you're piling 6 issues on right when you see each other all at the same time, then see what you're doing. You're picking on each other. Well, I'm the only one cleaning. Well, I have to work all day. Well, I'm starting a business. And you're nitpicking back and forth. You guys should be a unit right now. And it seems like you're just working for yourself. So you need to unify again. I don't know if that means taking a day where you can just take a day off or just rekindle what you have. Or just even recognize why you guys fell in love to begin with. You guys are going through this together, and starting a business is stressful enough. And he's still working, and you guys can work through this. I believe that you can. Obviously, you guys have done so well. It sounds like from back in the day to now. So try to unify again. That's what I would say. Why did you guys fall in love with each other to begin with? I think that you can work through this.
I think your new business is the issue. I think that's the underlying factor. That's what's making you
stressful, though.
No time, feel unappreciated, overworked, all of that. I honestly don't think you guys might have been ready to start a full business and go all in on it.
And then the coronavirus happens.
I mean, that might be a good conversation to have. Like, you know, we were good before this business thing. And even though I'm running it, like, you know, let's look at it and see if it's to our detriment. My only thing is, mean what you say, say what you mean. Whoever tossed out divorce, I would attack that first. Mm-hmm. Like, say, hey, I love you, and we might have stuff, but I'm not ready to get divorced. You mentioned divorce, so let's go to that first.
Yeah.
You want to divorce me? But no, I was just saying, okay, well, no. Orlando said, mean what you say, say what you mean. All right, if we ain't about to get divorced, let's take that off the table because that's the focal point. Are we getting divorced? Because we can cancel all the rest of this argument if you want to leave me. And let find that out first and then find out where you are.
You can't take that back.
Yeah, because, I mean, people toss out stuff in arguments and then they don't really mean it. It's like, yo, well, what, I mean, own your words. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, don't be tossing out divorce, man. I will kill you.
Wait, what'd you say? Do you mean that?
You. Sharpen a knife while he's answering. Just be like, you know, bitch, I will kill you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.